Good evening, and thank you very much. Mayor Eisenberg and all of the distinguished members of the RCC City. I wasn't sure exactly what to speak about in the few minutes that I was asked to give remarks, but this morning I had a conversation with my wife. Last week, my wife was privileged to attend and participate in the annual Rebbitzins Conference that's held under the auspices of Yeshiva University in New York. And I asked her if she could just share the program materials with me. I wanted to see how she was featured on the program, get a little novice. And I opened up the program materials, and one of the presenters had been Rabbi J.J. Schachter, and he included in his materials apparently a letter that he must have spoken about at the Rebbitzins Conference. My wife wasn't there for that part, but it was a letter written in elegant Hebrew that was authored approximately 77 years ago, and it was a letter that was written by his father, the late Rabbi Herschel Schachter, who served in the United States Army during the period of the Holocaust and was one of the liberators of the Buchenwald concentration camp. And it was a letter that Rabbi Schachter authored when he was 25 years old, serving as the rabbi of congregation on Yudat Sholem in Stamford, Connecticut, and it was addressed to his father. His father was a shohei. Family had emigrated from Europe, and there were still family members who remained in Europe, and whose lives were obviously in peril. And as I read the letter, I realized that I had my message for this evening. It was a letter to his father explaining why he disagreed with his father's opposition to Rabbi Schachter's decision to leave his comfortable post in his pulpit in Connecticut and to join the army and to place himself in the danger of being in harm's way with respect to what was going on in Europe during World War II. And he said to his father, even though he has the utmost kibud av va'em, sometimes the circumstances require us, for the sake of our people, to place ourselves in danger. He wrote, Elama, what is your protest? America, you think because we're so comfortable here in America, that we should abandon all of our responsibilities, and to fool ourselves, by saying to ourselves that we are not responsible for the bloodshed that occurs to our brethren elsewhere by not standing up to the plate? And if you'll ask, why me? Why should I place myself in danger? He said, it's as if there is a bas call, it's as if there is a voice from heaven crying out, as the heavenly voice cried out to Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, Vayomer lo Ayecha, saying, where are you? What are you doing during this time? And he contrasted his response to the response that Cain, the son of Adam Arishon, had said to Hashem when he asked, what happened to your brother Hevel, who of course Cain had murdered. And he said, that the voice of your brethren is crying out from the ground. And he said, we must not repeat the mistake of Cain in saying, Hashomer Achi Anochi, am I my brother's watchman? Rather, yes, Shomer Achenu Anochi. We, each one of us, has the responsibility to be the watchman for our brothers and our sisters. And he contrasted himself to the response of Adam, that Adam, when he was greeted by Hashem after he sinned from eating from the Eitz Hadas, he said, Vahirai said, as Kolcha Shemati Bagan, he said to God, I heard your voice. But I was fearful because I recognized all of a sudden that I was naked and I had to hide myself. And so too, wrote Rabbi Schachter again, in elegant, beautiful Hebrew, the age of 25, Shemati kol tuas milchama misorer. We have heard the
voices, the sounds of this raging war, that arouses my inner conscience. Should I be afraid to enter into the army in order to defend my life, and to defend my family, and to defend my people? Am I going to be naked like Adam Arishan had responded from having courage and from having the self-initiative? If that's the case, then I should hide myself. So he said, who do I want to be like? I want to be like Abraham Avinu that we read about in this last week's parsha, when Hashem called him to take his son Yitzchak for the Akedah. Balkim Nisaz Abraham, God tested Abraham. But Yamarei Lav Abraham, Abraham, and he called out to him, Abraham, Abraham. What was Abraham's response? But Yomer Hinemi. He said, here I am. And wrote Rabbi Schefter before going off to Europe, where he would be a liberator of the Jewish people, where he would help the Jews in the displacement camps make their way to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, in the years right before the Medina was founded. I am ready. Everything that I have to do in my power, in order to defend my people, in order to strengthen all of the soldiers who are fighting, without hesitation, especially those who are thirsting for the word of Hashem. Remember, he ended up serving as a chaplain. He retired with the rank of captain. To have faith in God. This and only this, he wrote to his father, is the will of God in heaven. So just like the heroic attitudes of Rabbi Herschel Schefter at that fateful time in 1942, during the month of Mar Cheshvan, the same month we're in right now, the Chayalim Bodedim of today, especially those that we honor from Chicago tonight, demonstrate that same strength, that same resolve and responsibility to place themselves on the front lines for the sake of their fellow Jews, for the sake of the Torah, for the sake of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We must join forces with them, not to be amongst those who would say, I'm fearful, because I am naked from my responsibilities, but rather we should be amongst those who step up to the plate and say, Hineni, we are here. We are here for you. We are here to support the Chayalim Bodedim. We are here to applaud your self-sacrifice. And we are here to cherish your existence. May we soon see the fulfillment of the prophecy from Isaiah, that we should no longer have any more war, we should only have peace, and that the word of God reign in our midst.